Some of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development programs are under federal investigation by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Among them is the Solar City Project. Watchdog groups are taking a closer look to see if these projects are the best way to improve the state's economy. Karen DeWitt reports.
The Solar City Project in Buffalo has received nearly $750 million in public money, and the company, owned by Elon Musk, did not have to make any investment. E.J. McMahon, with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center, has long been skeptical of the state's Solar City arrangement, which is now one of the focuses of the federal corruption case. Solar City is now merging with Tesla. McMahon calls it egregious corporate welfare.
If Tesla Solar City doesn't come off and Solar City goes bust or fails, we own the world's largest empty solar panel factory. And that's a fact. Fully equipped. It's not good for anything else. It's not even good as a warehouse.
McMahon says there might be some positive fallout from the scandal if the attention on the criminal charges caused New Yorkers to look more closely at Solar City and other publicly funded economic development projects.
I would hope the public would ask, hey, wait a minute, now that I'm paying attention to this, why are you spending $750 million of our money when we have all these other infrastructure needs? And it's borrowed money, by the way, so it's your grandchildren's money, too. To build a factory for a billionaire.
Governor Cuomo is vigorously defending the Buffalo Billion and its related projects, saying some of the benefits can't be measured. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.